This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. So, we're talking about anger today, something we all, you know, experience, right? But did you know it might be messing with your heart?
It's a pretty surprising connection, isn't it? Anger isn't just an emotion. It's a full body experience.
Exactly. This article dives into how anger affects our cardiovascular system.
And it's not just about feeling angry, it's how we express that anger.
Whoa, that's a key point. Let's unpack this. So the article mentions that expressing anger, like yelling or having a tantrum, can lead to heart problems.
Yeah, that makes sense. All that physiological arousal, increased heart rate, blood pressure, it takes a toll.
Right. And it's not just the immediate effect, right? The article talks about how suppressing anger can be just as bad.
Absolutely. Holding it all in can lead to slow cardiovascular recovery and low vagal tone, which are both risk factors.
The article cites a lot of studies linking anger and hostility to heart disease. It's a complex relationship, though.
It is. Measuring emotions objectively is tough, but the research is pretty clear. Chronic anger, cynicism, and antagonistic behavior increase CVD risk.
And it's not just about feelings. It's about the physiological responses, like increased blood pressure and inflammation.
Exactly. Those are all major players in heart disease. The article even mentions how anger can affect things like cholesterol levels.
Interesting. The article points out that the link between anger and heart disease might be stronger in men than women.
That's a really important point. Research often shows different responses to stress and anger between genders.
Right. And it's not just about the intensity of the anger, but also how it's expressed.
Right. The way we handle anger, whether we bottle it up or let it out, seems to play a big role.
The article also talks about how provoking anger increases cardiovascular reactivity, or CVR.
CVR is a key indicator of heart health. It's how our cardiovascular system responds to stress.
And studies show that even brief, experimentally induced anger can negatively impact blood vessel function.
It's fascinating how something as seemingly simple as a stressful interaction can have such a significant impact.
The article discusses different anger expression styles, anger in versus anger out.
Anger in, suppressing anger, is linked to negative health outcomes, especially in people with existing heart conditions.
While anger out, expressing anger aggressively, isn't ideal either. Finding a healthy balance is key.
And the article highlights how things like type D personality, characterized by negative emotions and social inhibition, can worsen the situation.
So what can we do about it? The article suggests cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and mindfulness-based CBT.
Those are excellent approaches for managing anger and stress. They help us understand and change our thinking patterns.
And biofeedback, especially HRV biofeedback, is mentioned as a helpful tool.
HRV biofeedback can help us regulate our physiological responses to anger, reducing cardiovascular reactivity.
The article features Dr. Kazan's perspective, emphasizing a mindfulness-based approach.
She highlights that anger isn't inherently negative. It's about how we respond to it.
Her FLAIR technique, feel, label, allow, respond, expand awareness, seems like a practical way to manage anger.
It's about increasing self-awareness and choosing healthier responses.
So the bottom line is that anger and heart health are deeply connected.
Managing anger effectively is crucial for cardiovascular health. It's not about eliminating anger, but about learning to respond to it in a healthier way.
And there are many tools and techniques available to help us do just that.
Yeah, that was a great discussion.